and like I'm like actually invest so that is there a way for fans to make money on a player? Is there a way? How would that work? Well, there's a company called FinLead out there, and we wanted to find out more. So we reached out and we found the CEO. He is Rob Conley, and right now he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Rob, how are you?
All right, Rob.
Andy, Dan, thanks for having me. First time in Cleveland. Had a great time last night. Great really? City. Tons of Cleveland fans that are just super excited for the playoffs. So I'm really happy to be here with you guys.
I hope you were able to enjoy a fine meal here. We have so many great restaurants across Northeast Ohio, and I hope everyone was nice to you last night because we welcome other people's money. We're good at that here in Cleveland. So, hey, so help me out. So what is FinLead? Because I know you like Emmanuel Classe is like one of your clients, and you know we were kicking this around. Can you just explain it to me?
For sure. Yeah, FinLead is a platform that allows fans to acquire a stake of the potential future earnings of promising athletes, like Emmanuel Classe.
Okay. So, explain it, because I'm fascinated by this.
I want to go a little deeper. So there's a hedge fund that's currently doing this the past 10 years,
okay,
where there's multiple players on your team that you don't even know have these deals with hedge funds. And when there's one hedge fund operating in a space, there's no competition. And so we wanted to find a way to give fans the ability to compete to earn these types of investment opportunities, and at the same time giving athletes fair valuations on their potential future earnings.
That's really, really fascinating, man. So Emmanuel Classe was brought up earlier. Of course, there's your Cleveland tie right there as the amazing closer of the Cleveland Guardians. How were you able to land Emmanuel Classe?
It was the craziest story. I met his agent in the Dominican when we were just thinking about FinLead as an idea. And we were scouting a player 2 years later for the Cardinals. And I felt like I needed to go to the All-Star game. And so I went last minute from Chicago, changed my flight to Dallas. And I ended up connecting with Emmanuel Classe's agent again. He was really happy with all the success we had. And it was like, we should really do a deal for Emmanuel. And I was like, there's no way Classe would ever want to do a deal with us. He's like, no. I think he's looking for ways to get more connected with his fans. I think he would do this. So we put the deal together, and last minute, we went to the All-Star game just to have a good time, and we left with Emmanuel Classe on our platform, which was just an amazing experience.
So, but Rob, if I say you're taking stock in a player, is that essentially what you're doing here, or make it easy for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a future earning contract with an athlete. So FinLead Funding, our company, has a 3% future earning contract with Emmanuel Classe.
Okay.
And so essentially, we went to the SEC and FINRA, and we created what's called a Regulation CF for that. So fans are able to buy shares and own that future earning contract through FinLead Funding.
Hmm.
And that's how it's – so it's all within the SEC and FINRA's guidelines. This is not like an NFT or a crypto. This is an actual security. And then fans are buying this for, through our website and taking ownership. And they get a dividend twice a year based off of what Classe earns each year. And it includes all of his earnings on the field, bonuses, if he wins the Cy Young, if he's an all-star. All of that is included. What makes it also very interesting for an investment perspective is that we believe Classe is the best closer in baseball. I think a lot of your fans would agree with us.
Yeah, we might Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah. Close to the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we believe that he's going to get a deal bigger than Hader and bigger than Diaz, and with the average increase of 4% of average salaries for closers, we believe when he's a free agent, that should be hopefully around $25 million a year is what the best closer in baseball is going to command for a contract. So we're hoping Cleveland signs him to a long-term deal, and then all the fans are going to be able to celebrate with Emmanuel for investing in his potential future earnings through FinLead.
Rob Connolly of FinLead joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Rob, the CEO of this, Emmanuel Classe, one of the clients of FinLead. You can check it out online at finlead.com if you want a lot more information on this whole thing. So what you're saying is basically, can fans buy? So you could buy and sell stock as well, correct? Can you sell, or is it just like a buy type of thing?
So with the regulation CF, the SEC states, fans have to hold their shares for a full 12-month period. And then at the end of the 12-month period, they're able to then sell those shares. We are currently working on building a secondary marketplace, which will then allow fans to buy and sell on FinLeak.com to other fans that want to buy.
But you got to hold for a year, right? That's what,
interesting.
One year. That's the rules for the SEC.
All right. So I'm still trying to like equate this to stocks. So fans can make money. So you're basically, you're kind of playing what their next contract is, and that's how the fans make money?
Yeah. So it starts next year. Next year, this season, fans will be getting a dividend from Class A twice a year, once at the All-Star break, and then once 3 weeks after the World Series. That way all the bonuses for the end of the year come in. And then we pay out directly through the broker-dealer that we partnered with, and fans get a direct deposit directly into their account. Hmm. And the contract's for 25 years, so it's his entire career.
Rob, when people come up to you and say, well, okay, what's this? Do they look at you like you're crazy, or like, is this legit?
Yeah, 100% legit. Yeah. I mean, it's all regulated through the SEC and FINRA. You can go to the SEC's website, do an Edgar search, and you can see the Class A offering. It's everything we've done is by the book. We've hired security attorneys to make this work. And we have, like, Comcast NBC as an investor. So everything we do has got to, you know, we always have to cross our T's and dot our I's and make sure that, you know, all the rules are being met. So.
So this may sound very rudimentary, Rob, and I apologize, but like, how does this end up helping the athletes throughout this entire thing of being able to invest in them?
Yeah, so for the athlete side of it, there's two sides. One, they get an upfront cash payment, like an insurance policy, that they're able to then, you know, reallocate. They can invest. They can help their family out. They can do whatever they want. It's an upfront payment to them, so it's kind of like an insurance policy. And then for Class A, his biggest motivation was, hey, I can actually like really have a great like connection with all these fans that support me from the Dominican, from Cleveland, from all over the world, can support me and share in my journey and have the ultimate fan club. That's kind of the way we like to put it. It's like, you know, being a part of something so unique that, you know, you're really involved with the athlete. And, I mean, can you just imagine like how exciting it's going to be when, you know, the fans that do buy shares get that, you know, alert. Class A signs with Cleveland on a 6-year deal for $20 million, and everyone together is celebrating that. To us, that's what makes it so cool.
I'm just curious, what's the reaction from the teams and from the and by the way, what about Major League Baseball Players Association? But I would think they would be down with this for sure because it gives the athlete a chance to make a little more money.
Yeah, so the Players Association is great. We have a really good relationship with them. We met with them at the All-Star break. They kind of have more of a neutral approach with this. Like they don't love it. They don't hate it. You know, they can't stop it. They can't control a player from, you know, doing a personal financial deal. But, you know, baseball, we haven't really had much of a conversation or dialogue there. But from the teams, I think they want what's best for the players. I think that's ultimately what it comes down to. And if the athletes feel like this is the best thing for them, that's all that matters.
All right, so right now, if you want, like, the guy you can get here in Cleveland right now is Class A, and might be more guys down the road. And go ahead.
Yeah, we've already done one athlete, Shedrie Vargas with the Rangers. He's a really great prospect. We have two more athletes signed. One of them is just part of the trade with the Yankees. Drawing a blank on the guy's name. Anyways, but yeah, so we have two other prospects signed. And yeah, we're looking forward to making those announcements very soon.
All right. So if fans want to
start. Jack Chisholm trade.
If fans want to invest in their play, FinLeet is where they want to go, right? FINLETE.com. That's the place to go.
That's correct. Yep, FinLeet.com.
All right. Well, Rob, good luck, man. It's totally interesting, and I'm hooked.
It's fascinating, man.
I want to see what happens with this thing, and I good luck, and I wish you guys the best. And, of course, we're always wishing Emmanuel the best.
Hey, thank you so much. Really look forward to seeing you guys soon.
All right. Have a good trip while you're here. All right. Rob, thank you. Rob Conley coming. It just seems so unique, right? It's like it's different where you get the opportunity to invest in a player. So that's what we're talking about. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up next right here, 92.3 The Fan.